This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Start out the 4 o'clock hour here, even though it's a little bit after 4 o'clock, but running a little late. What can you do? Road to a repeat. Road to a repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. So Panthers, they're off till Friday. Solana had mentioned it. They had a nice little dub in overtime last night in a shootout. Panthers off till Friday. That's when the Utah Hockey Club visits. Then Cats host Montreal on Sunday at 1 p.m. Then they're going to hit the road for a four-game road trip, which will take them to Montreal and then Toronto, Ottawa, and Detroit. All right, let's do a quick look at the headlines here for 4 o'clock. I want to do 15 minutes of heat, and I want to talk about some stuff that we haven't gotten to yet. There's just been so much going on, and I'm watching Pro Day now on ACC Network, and I have so many things to talk about from London and Paris and the stuff that went on the show while I was gone. But quick look at the headlines here. Start out the and we got to give away the Offspring tickets as well. Quick look at the headlines. Start out the 4 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
I haven't even brought up the tournament. Are either of you guys into the tournament? I know you mentioned the Canes aren't in it, but we had our Buckets and Bets event. We were in it Thursday, Friday. I don't know, Hawk, like, did you fill out a bracket? Have you been betting on games?
I did not. In fact, one of the great... I have to go to an international country now every March Madness, because then I'm not obligated to fill out brackets for people that want me to fill out brackets for their pool. Because I go, oh, I got, I didn't see your email in time, and all of a sudden the tournament started. I didn't realize it. So, no, I have not watched any of it. I've watched a little bit of the Dan Hurley stuff. I'm imagining Crowder's enjoying Florida's run.
Hey, he's bringing up Hurley with his little complaining tail. Yeah, Florida, we play Maryland, what, Thursday? They're rolling right now. My man Gold is doing his thing. I have been watching. Actually, I'm gambling on the women tonight. Like, this March Madness, you can win some money, and I don't even know these damn schools. Just double-digit victories, couple parlays. Oh, well, $100 here, $100 there. Yeah, I am enjoying March Madness, Solana, to answer your question.
We speaking of the women's tournament, I was looking at my Facebook memories this morning. See if I can get it up here. This was 2 years ago today. 2 years ago today, the Canes women's team was headed to the Elite Eight, and that's how we started our show.
Yeah.
2 years ago today, because I think they played right before our show started.
That's right.
And so I think we were watching the game, and then the show got underway, and I was all caned out in my gear, and we were celebrating a trip to the Elite Eight. How quickly things can change in a couple of seasons.
Yeah, this one, I was watching Norchad Omier last night for Baylor,
mm-hmm. yeah.
which was weird to watch him play. Yeah, to see him again. Yeah, NIL is crazy, but yeah, don't sleep on the Gators because UConn had them today, ain't have them.
Bro, I thought UConn was going to squeak it out. It makes sense, right? If you are going to get knocked off and you're UF, one of the heavy favorites, it'd be to the two-time defending champs. You mentioned Dan Hurley. You guys saw the tirade that was thrown from him after UConn lost. I saw this in the New York Post, their sports Twitter account. A UConn staffer threatened to ruin reporter's life over viral Dan Hurley video. So apparently whoever filmed that video, UConn staffer threatened him to not post it.
Listen, man, and I'll be honest, and I'm a Gator and all of pride. I will be honest when the ref affects a game. Like, I'll be honest that, man, yeah, they messed this call up or they didn't. Dan Hurley is a little baby. He's a whiny little bitch because there was nothing the refs did in that game that the Gators just came out and whooped you in the last 5 minutes. Like, I was scared. I'm watching the game worried, like, UConn's dominating. The damn point guard, they went off and he went crazy. He scored 5 points in 8 seconds. Like, you need to cover this guy. That's the problem, man. Yeah, but Dan Hurley, he did some solves. Yeah, that was solved. Well, hope they don't mess the game up for you like they ruined it for us. No, take your little bald ass back there and shut up. You got whooped. It is what it is.
They were talking about it on First Take this morning. So it was Stephen A., it was Shannon, it was Carlos Boozer. Boozer looks good, by the way, on First Take. I like his, he had like a turtleneck working or something. Man. Who else was on?
You know what Beijing is?
Yeah, he doesn't wear it anymore though. I remember that. I mean, yeah. That's famous. But he was completely bald. Yeah.
He gave up the Beijing. I like the Beijing Boozer.
He, I think it was Boozer who was saying, "Hey, listen, man. If you heard back in the day things that we said in the tunnel," he's like, "if social media existed," he's like, "that's when people complain and bitch and moan." And then I think it was Shannon Sharp who was saying, "I love a coach who just ride or die with his team." He's like, "Nick Sirianni won a Super Bowl bitching people out who didn't agree with whatever he was doing." He's like, "I love when a coach is like, yeah, they stole it from us." And, you know, and Stephen A. Smith kind of took the other side, which was, "Hey, you know what? Dan Hurley's in the heat of the moment. And if you got blown out, you may look at that and say, oh, ref's fault, this, that." He said, when he thinks about it, you know, he'll say, "it could have gone either way. And there's probably a number of plays in the game that could have changed the fortunes." I didn't see any of the game. I just saw what he was saying there. And it smacked me as poor sportsmanship. But Shannon Sharp's point was, yeah, I like the coach who doesn't give a bleep about sportsmanship, who only worry, because Shannon Sharp was like, "if I win, look out, because you're not getting a good sportsmanship after I win. You're getting me in your face telling you that I just beat you. And if I lose, you're not getting good sportsmanship out of me either. You're going to get, you know, complaining and whatever." So interesting.
And let's be honest, Dan Hurley, before yesterday, was back-to-back national championship coach.
Someone said that on First Take. They're like, "hey, this guy's kind of got the right to do whatever he wants to do because he's doing things all right."
But
that's the thing, is I don't know if you follow college basketball like that, but this is a back-to-back national champion. This is a guy that won 13 tournament games in a row, tying a record all time in basketball. And you can go back to Patino's and all these damn coaches you talk about. He can do whatever he wants. But my point is, that game, if you watch it, was not decided by the referees. It was decided by better players making plays in the last 3-4 minutes of that game. That's all it was.
Okay, Gator. But here's the thing. All season long, Dan Hurley was running up and down the UConn sideline, complaining, crying, bitching after every game, antics galore from Dan Hurley this season. And people just got sick and tired of it. Had he not done that, was this an isolated issue yesterday? Then guess what? This isn't, you know, major headlines the way it is today. He was annoying all year. And people were sick
of it. I found him insufferable. Yeah. He was insufferable all season. He absolutely was. Sure. But to Crowder's point, you kind of can do that when you're the reigning champion and also back-to-back reigning champion. Like, that's kind of your narrative to create, and you can't really, you know, say anything because guy backs it up.
No, and the commentators yesterday during the game, it was the last TV timeout. You know, it was like a minute or 2:30 or something left. The commentators going to timeout were like, Dan Hurley needs to take it easy right now because the refs kind of turned to him, and you really don't want a technical when you're down by 4 in a game that close. They were like, Dan Hurley needs to chill out, and then they went to break where, yeah, they know his antics, but it did not affect the game at all, the refereeing or the officiating of that game. And that's what Dan Hurley, and to that point, if he wants to water down that loss to his team and be upset and make an excuse, okay. But really, I think, Hawk, you said it perfect. When he goes back and watches those last 3 minutes, he's going to say, if it was the Gators, Solana, I am a Florida Gator. I have a tattoo. But they outplayed them bastards for 3 minutes at the end when they've been outplayed for 47 minutes earlier. Or, I don't, that was Hawk math.
It worked for 37 me. I thought you nailed the landing.
What's it, 40? Yeah. 37 minutes they were outplayed, and they outplayed UConn for the last three.
You should have seen me. Speaking of Hawk math, you should have seen me in London and Paris tipping, because I am an outlandish tipper, and they don't tip over there. Very, like, it's kind of refreshing, but they add in 10% some places. And they're so grateful if you check yes on 10%, which seems to me so small and paltry. In fact, we were at the hotel breakfast the first morning, and it's a very fancy breakfast because it's a very fancy hotel. And they were so nice and so accommodating. And, you know, she says, what room are you? And they have like a checklist, and they go, oh, yours is no charge. So they don't even bring you a bill, which is so nice. Mm-hmm. Usually they go, oh, breakfast is included. And then all of a sudden it ends up on your bill and you got to complain or whatever. They literally had like a little, you know, cheat sheet or whatever. And like, oh, you're in that room. Okay, there's no charge. So I said, well, you're not bringing me a bill. I said, how do I leave you a tip? And she's like, oh, not necessary. And I'm like, well, no, but you know, what if I, and I didn't have any pounds on me because we had just gotten there. And like, and she's like, no, not necessary. And I said, well, I'd like to leave you something. It was very good service. And she said, well, hold on a moment. She came back and she handed me a card, and it had a QR code on it. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Now I can leave a tip. And she goes, this is a thing to our Google. If you could just leave us a good review, that would be more than enough. I said, this is unbelievable. So when I had the chance, like the taxi to Heathrow when we were leaving, I just gave the guy all the pounds that I had left. And I think I tipped him about 60%. This guy didn't know what hit him. I'm like, there you go, mate. Have all that.
Different cultures, man. We're greedy over here.
I follow, yes,
very different cultures.
I follow an American who moved to London on Instagram. Her reels are phenomenal because she shows the differences in tipping culture in all her reels. Hawk, is it true that they bring, like, in the U.S., Europeans are just mind blown that a server comes by, you're done with your bill, and you hand them your credit card, and they take your credit card back with you, you know, to the back. And that's always just been a normal process here. Like, I've never thought twice about it. Like, yeah, here's my credit card. Go do what you have to do. But this lady breaks it down. She's like, think about what you're doing. You're handing a complete stranger your credit card. Now they have everything they need to go make payments with your credit card. And in Europe, they don't do that. They come and they bring you like that electronic thing and you just tap it or you swipe it.
That's becoming more ubiquitous in the States. I think people are seeing it more often now. But there is literally no scenario in London where they take your credit card out of your sight. Like the machine comes over and really, like, you know how we're so used to the tip, 20, 25, 28, 37%, like, and they know where you push on the screen if you're giving them a good tip or a bad tip or whatever. This one is literally like yes or no, 10%. That's it. Yes or no. And so it was mind blowing to me because, you know, I like to overtip.
And I don't really like the come to the table with the tip, because to the point that now they're watching me decide.
Yep. And so they kind of like try to meander, you know, look around a little bit, but like you're under, like you gotta hit the button right in front of them. If you go all the way to the right button, it's gonna put them. If you go all the way to the right, you're taking care of them.
I hate that pressure, but also, Solana, like the whole thought of you're giving a total stranger your credit card. We type our credit card number into the computer 18 times a day.
True.
We're giving the world our credit card number.
But it should be encrypted if you're on the right site.
I don't even know what that means.
I get what you're saying, Crowder.
4737-0291. I memorized my credit card number. Here you go. Here you go, Amazon. Here you go, tacklebox.com. What? Tacklebox.com? I needed some more hooks.
I mean, Hawk gives anybody who calls him his social security number. We've learned that. No, but really think about
whatever
what you're
you
doing.
Need.
You need my wife's too? Bro, think about, like, we're so used to it, but you're just handing a 15-year-old kid, you go to wherever, you just hand them your credit card, and they walk away with it to the back. Like, they could just be writing down all your information. And now he's got, you know, whatever, free Amazon for a week on your credit card until you realize it.
Although, if you have it set up properly with push notifications or whatever, like back in the day, a lot of times you wouldn't know your credit card was taken till you got the bill at the end of the month. And the credit card could have been used 17 times. You know, nowadays, if you have push notifications, like, you know pretty quickly if where did that, like, sometimes I'll text DJ and I'll go, hey, were you just, you know, in wherever, Clearwater Beach, like stuff that doesn't add up because they're supposed to be in class.
And Hawk, y'all give me a hard time about my insufficient funds. If all I do is keep $116 in my debit
account.
That doesn't
change your credit card, though. Your credit card's not attached
The whole idea of credit card is
that they're extending you credit.
I give my debit card. And now, if you steal the number, you got $116. You're giving away $10,000 to the 15-year-old. If they steal my numbers, go buy some shoes. Insufficient funds. Boom.
And somebody texts
in. I'm so smart.
Maybe they pay their service workers a livable wage. Who'd have thunk it? Yeah, completely. One of the things that I noticed in London, just the number of employees at stores. But I noticed this when we were in Japan, in Tokyo and Kyoto. Like, you'd walk into a store, there were so many employees compared to what we have in the U.S. You know, here we do it's the Doge methodology, which is just cut it all in half, cut it by three quarters. And it's like, it is such a pleasure. We were at this big department store. I can't think of the name, but when I tell you, it was a throwback to walking into a department store, you know, like in the 70s or the 80s, where every counter is manned by three people. I'm talking about like in the perfume section, where there's like six different counters and there's three employees at each counter. There's 18 people just in the perfume section. And that, like, it was mind blowing, because now, like, walk through a Bloomingdale's or a Nordstrom, you know, in the States, and you're dying to find an employee. It was really wild. So, yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of differences there. But I cannot rave enough about London. I want Solana to go there so badly, because that city is so cut out for him. He would love it there.
I went to Dick's Sporting Goods this morning to get my daughter some tights. There was one old lady that just was on a cigarette break. I had to wait for her to ask where the children's tights are.
Bro.
Wild.
You won't find an employee at Dick's Sporting Goods. You will not find a employee at Dick's Sporting Goods. It's unbelievable.
Salon, I don't even steal. I'm looking around for 10 minutes for somebody. I'm like, I might as well just grab these tights and walk out. Nobody's going to tell. There's nobody to tell.
They're begging you to
steal. Hello. Hey, well, these are our tights now, Ava. Let's go.
Well, all that to say that Florida beat UConn in the NCAA tournament, gentlemen, in case you missed it. And that Walter Clayton Jr., Crowder, number one. Oof, I want the Heat to draft him.
He'll make a shot.
He's a bucket, bro. Holy crap.
He'd keep playing the way that they're playing aside from last night. They're going to get Cooper Flagg.
Cooper Flagg can go, too. Duke game was stupid. Kentucky can go, too. I watched a lot of basketball yesterday, man. There's some hell of five teams.
How's that big, tall guy on Florida? Does he play at all, that 7'9 guy?
Big white dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays. We put him in the game. He can shoot foul shots, too. He's goofy, and he ain't got no wind, but he gets out on the court. I love him now. I didn't watch one regular season game, but I'm all in the Florida
it's
team.
It's just
now,
crazy
Aberdeen,
to look at him. Like, it's crazy to look at him.
Yeah. We got mustache. We got another white dude with a big, thick mustache. I love him, too.
What's that guy's name, the big white dude?
With the thick mustache?
Nah, the one that's like just ridiculously tall.
He's 7'9".
Yeah.
He is. That's no joke. He's 7'9". Oliver Ryu.
Yeah, he didn't play the other day. But yeah, it's weird watching him.
He's a little goofy.
Well, anyways, a lot of blue bloods in this tournament, man. Michigan State advances a 2-seed. Michigan will play Auburn, the number one overall seed. Houston and Purdue. Purdue lost last year in the national title game. Tennessee, Kentucky in the Sweet 16, setting up for an all-SEC battle. Texas Tech, Arkansas. How about Coach Cal beating St. John's in that matchup? They're going to play Texas Tech. Duke, Arizona. Maryland, who has a freshman who hit a game winner the other day. Queen. They're going to go up against Duke. Like the tournament, I know we don't really pay too much attention to it when the Canes aren't in it, but it's legitimately pretty hype right now.
Just saw on New York Post, Mike Pouncey has listed his Fort Lauderdale residence, a contemporary waterfront property for $6.95 million that features its own waterfront football field. Did you know he had a football field at his house?
I've been over there. His whole first floor is like a gym, man cave. He has a football field and a basketball court, and it all opens up with like a garage door. His house is stupid.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Las Olas, Isles. Yeah. Pouncey told the Post he was leaving for a bigger estate in the Sunshine State. We built our retirement home on a 220-acre ranch in Okeechobee. Plan to move there full-time once our son finishes high school.
He has like a there's like a $3 million boat behind it with all gator colors. Like this a cigar boat that's nice, too, is sitting behind it.
Wild. Look at this, Solana. This is his house with the football field next to it on the waterfront there at Las Olas.
That's Mike Pouncey?
Mike Pouncey.
Yeah. Jeez. That whole first floor is like a man cave.
Who the hell is going to buy that? Stephen Ross? who needs a whole football field in their house?
There's some rich people out there that just want to say I have Mike Pouncey's house. When I sold my Gator car, no one with any sense would have bought that car with alligator skin interior that cost $100,000. But somebody loved the Gators, and I got a good little penny out of it.
Yeah, you lost a bigger penny.
I lost a bigger penny, but. Yeah.
All right. Well, the Heat play tomorrow. Expect a Jimmy Butler tribute video tomorrow as he makes his return. He was pretty indifferent about it when asked by reporters today. Steph Curry's questionable with the tailbone injury. Hawk, you saw the Dolphins when you were gone. They re-signed Liam Eichenberg.
I did see that.
And Jameis Winston signed with the G-Men, so he would not be.
We don't have any time right now, but I am a little confused by that because I think it was 2 years, $8 million, right?
Yeah.
So why couldn't we have given him what we gave? I forget who we got. Zach, whatever. Yeah. Zach Wilson.
Zach,
did we get
Wilson.
Zach Wilson. Why didn't we give him 2 years?
No, it was a 1 year
or $6 million 1 year
guaranteed. One year.
Why wouldn't we give Jameis unless Jameis was promised the starting job, then that's something different that we couldn't have given him. But maybe, you know, the Giants said, we're going to select a quarterback, so you may not have it, but you're going to start the season as our starter. That's the only thing we couldn't have offered. I was a little confounded at $4 million a season why we wouldn't go out and get Jameis.
It could be up to $16 million with incentives. That does change it a little bit. The expectation, I would imagine, is that he's
going
to start.
Wasn't Zach Wilson's like up to $10 million with incentives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like the Zach Wilson signing when it happened just off what I know about him. And now you're seeing the other quarterbacks' numbers come out of what they're paying for the Garoppolos and the Jameises. And I'm like, what in the hell? They chose Zach Wilson. They targeted and chose Zach Wilson. I don't get it. I honestly
the only thing the Dolphins, if Jameis's agent said he needs to be game one starter, and so if that's the only thing that, like, then I get it. If he said, I need to start game one, because if the Giants draft a quarterback, now, if they go get Aaron Rodgers, which doesn't seem like they will now, different story for Jameis. Then I would go, like, if he starts the season, the year as a backup, then I wouldn't understand. But if he starts as a starter, I guess I get it. I just don't understand why the Dolphins wouldn't have made a serious run.
Well, I don't know why they prioritize Zach Wilson.
I certainly don't know that.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE.
Your dude, Dobbs.
Josh Dobbs.
Two years, $8 million. Less than Zach Wilson.
And he's going to kill us, too. Didn't he go to the Patriots?
Jameis Winston, 2 for 8. Mason Rudolph, 2 for 8. Mac Jones, 2 for 7. Nick Mullins, 2 for 6.5. Jimmy Garoppolo, 1 for 4. Like, there are quarterbacks I would have taken over Zach Wilson all day long for less money. I don't know why they made Zach Wilson this target. We talked about it a lot last week, Hawk, but I hate that signing.
I believe Zach Wilson spoke today, by the way. I'll try to get some of the comments for the 5 o'clock hour. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, it is partly cloudy. Seems to be clearing up a little bit, actually, right now. It's in the 70s. It'll get even colder later on today.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You got to be physical with them tonight, right? If you're the Heat, just... You know,
go at the ass.
Yeah.
Go right at the ass.
Hawk and Crowder.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy.
Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Omicid.com.
Good song, Solana. Well, Fleetwood Mac, I almost feel like Jimmy's back here. This is more of a Jimmy song than you. What'd you come up with?
I'm just welcoming you back.
Oh, I see.
Perhaps trying to make my way back into controlling the music. I mean, no, we're just spitballing here. See?
Let me play Fleetwood Mac. You're in.
They played so much rap and hip hop when you were gone; it was ridiculous.
They played to you. They played to me.
Yes. Oh my goodness! Now you come back and we got Mac. What's his name?
Mac Fleetwood. You got it. We got to give away tickets for The Offspring. Why don't you play The Offspring like at 5 or 5:30 or something? We'll give away tickets for The Offspring.
All right. Yeah, I love The Offspring.
Why are you laughing?
What?
I don't think it's The Offspring.
It is The Offspring. A lot of people think it's Offspring. It's The Offspring.
It is The Offspring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's The Offspring?
It is.
Isn't that babies? Like, isn't that babies?
Well, is Offspring, like,
it doesn't babies? That mean a baby? Doesn't
well,
offspring
yeah, you're off,
mean
you're offspring,
a baby?
Correct. Your offspring is your kids. How come you're laughing, Solana?
Because he just told us he loves The Offspring and that he made babies to The Offspring. You don't even know their name.
Offspring.
No.
Man,
no,
you
you're the one who didn't know their name. We said The Offspring. You giggled at The Offspring. You thought it was just Offspring.
No, I said, yeah, I'll play The Offspring. I said,
no,
I love
giggled,
The Offspring.
You giggled like The Weeknd. I saw it. I saw it. I'm fine.
Man, Solana's full of crap, man.
Don't worry about me.
Uh-oh. He's about to die. No. Lori!
Okay. She's sicker than I am.
I don't know how like she's going to hit me next to us through your headphones.
How'd you like to sit next to us on a transatlantic flight? Another scone.
Hawk, were you smoking in London? You were smoking grits, weren't you? Just ripping heaters everywhere.
I was listening. I had the flat hat on, a grit, a pint, a little tipple. I'm in my life.
See anybody smoking a pipe? I feel like that's very gentleman-like. You know, smoking a traditional pipe.
Right, like an overcoat.
A monocle.
Yeah, monocle. Wow. Walking stick.
A monocle.
Man, I had some good
food. Only monocle is Monopoly guy. People don't wear
monocles.
Yeah,
not many monocles left anymore. Yeah, it's just the Monopoly guy. Did the Pringles guy have a monocle? Or am I making that up?
No, I think he did.
I think he had a monocle.
Yeah, that's a good call by you.
Oh, you know what? I got to show you what I got, Jimmy, in London. Hold on. Speaking of Pringles.
You know what, Solana? This break right now, I tell you, I feel bad because you travel and you get Jimmy, myself, Hawk things.
Yeah.
Jimmy traveled. He brought us some damn little lemon candies from somewhere.
Uh-huh.
I never think about y'all when I travel.
Yeah, I've noticed.
I got something for all you guys, but I had forgotten Jimmy when I got to the airport. I got him Pringles prawn cocktail flavor. You think he's gonna like these?
Yes, he will.
And also I can report that the Pringles guy does not wear a monocle based on this. But do you think Jimmy is gonna like the prawn cocktail Pringles?
He's gonna love it. He's gonna love the cocktail part.
You didn't get those. You didn't get those for Jimmy. You got those for yourself. It just tickles you that you got those for Jimmy.
Because he's going to be super thankful. Thank you. That was real nice. But what, like, do you think he knows a prawn is a shrimp?
Nope.
No. No way.
Is there any chance that these taste good?
No. No.
Yeah.
Shrimp Pringles?
We call them a prawn.
No, that's nasty as hell, Huck.
Who brings us 15 minutes of heat, Solana?
It is brought to you by my friends over at Hollywood Kia. Get the start treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com.
Actually, a texter points out, Offspring, that was trademarked, so they became the Offspring.
That makes sense.
Hawk, I tried to do like a whole bit with Jimmy and Chips, now that you bring that up. I don't know if you saw this video, but it was probably the worst segment in show history when you were gone.
Hawk,
because
this
Friday
was terrible.
Yeah, I mean,
is there somewhere to see the video?
I think so, yeah.
Hawk,
I don't know if I posted
terrible.
It, but it was National Potato Chip Day, and we could have done like, oh, Mount Rushmore potato chips. We could have all gone around the room and talked about our favorite potato chips. I think there's a best of segment where we talk to Ryan about potato chips as well. But I thought it would be funny. Send Jimmy to the vending machine, and Crowder, Appel, and I bet on what potato chip bag he chooses.
Great bit. That's a great bit.
I thought it was a phenomenal bit, but I don't know. Maybe we need you here. Like, I don't know, but it just fell so flat. It was
really
it was so weird.
Such a great bit, especially if he buys a Snickers.
I purposely told him, Jimmy, it's potato chip day. Do not come back here with gushers. Yeah.
That's a great idea. Well, I love that.
Yeah.
The premise of it is great, Hawk, but if you want to run the ball, you got to have a good old line and running back. Yeah. I think the pieces of this, I'm with you. It made sense, but how it played out was like, I got Doritos. Because really, Solana, we're laying it up. We're saying that he's, you know, is he even keel? Oh no, he's Hispanic. I'm gonna go plantain shit. Like, we're laying these stuff up. I got Doritos. And it was like, oh, okay.
And then that was the end of it. Yeah, some things are better left
that was
like, at the boardroom.
It felt so flat, man.
Oh, good concept. I like it.
Yeah, I tried.
Yeah.
Somebody emails Ira Winderman. I can't give you a full 15 minutes of heat here because we're already up against a break. But for tomorrow night's game, somebody emails Ira Winderman at the Sun Sentinel. Are you planning on being in the hallway outside the locker room after the game Tuesday when Jimmy Butler screams out, Tyler Hero over me? Which, by the way, don't put it past Jimmy to do some sort of throwback. Who is that? Tobias Harris that he did that with?
Yeah.
I don't think he would do it to Tyler. But I wouldn't put it past Jimmy to do something like that. This is what Ira Winderman responds with. Tyler Hero as Tobias Harris, interesting. The thing is, it never was either or when it came to a potential Jimmy Butler extension with the Heat. That goes to the money given to Bam Adebayo as well. With Jimmy Butler, it was merely show up for work and then you'll get paid. With Tyler Hero's extension window to open in the offseason, he met the mandate of showing up for work this season. Ditto with Bam. When Jimmy played, he was everything the Heat could have asked. But availability is a key ability. And he could say it too, because obviously, I mean, based on what the parameters were, which is, hey, we'll give you your money if you give us a great season. It worked with Tyler. We know the end of the season press conference with Riley, like, called out Jimmy, called out Tyler. It worked with Tyler. But again, I don't think Jimmy buys into the same rationale that we do when it comes to that.
Just about to say quickly, I know the rationale of what Ira's saying, but in Jimmy's mind, it's totally different. And Jimmy's going to show out because Jimmy wants to show out. The subliminal hair colors, the different things he said, the social media. Jimmy is going to do something to show Heat family, or, and hell, he's going to do something to show Pat Riley that you were wrong about me. He guaranteed he has to.
And he's going
to
show you what a great time he's having with the Warriors. He's going to show you what a great teammate he is. Like, he's going to be first guy off the bench, welcoming people back to the bench if he's out of the game. Or, you know what I mean? Like, he's, in my mind, going to go overboard to show you what a great teammate he is and how much they love him.
And I hope Vegas doesn't hear me say this, but I'm taking the Jimmy over because he's petty like that.
Well,
he's about to try to ball.
You think they jack it up for his return to my, in other words, like, is it not 18? Is it 21 tomorrow?
Huck, if it's anywhere around 20, I'm putting my March Madness winnings on it.
Yeah. All right. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha pint coming up in just, I don't know, coming up 5 o'clock tipple hour. Popping a tipple. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We are going to give away tickets to The Offspring. The Offspring. I don't think Solana knew it was The Offspring. I think he was going to jump on me for saying The Offspring.
Bro, let it go. I just thought it was funny the way that you said it. That's all.
I just think we have a weekend situation.
I told you. I love The Offspring. Big fan.
No, Crowder said he loved The Offspring. You didn't say you liked The Offspring.
They had The Offspring at the frat houses when the white girls were going crazy.
You were in high school, right? Or middle school for The Offspring? I mean, they're still doing it, but their big hits were in the 90s, right?
Late 90s? Late 90s, because I was in late high school, college. I don't know, but I remember The Offspring with the Dixie Chicks. That's when I would hang with all the white people, and Offspring was one of the names I used to hear all the time.
All right, well, anybody fancy a tipple?
What's a tipple?
I think it's a drink. A little tipple. It said it on the Virgin Airways little menu thing. It was like, if you're feeling peckish, go grab yourself a tipple at the Wonderwall.
Yeah, I just looked it up. What's a tipple? It's an alcoholic drink in slang. Look at you.
A tipple.
Wow.
At 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour. We'll all sit back, have a little tipple.
Deal.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We'll break down some bowel movements here in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Hawk and Crowder.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.